Moncrief on News Talk.
Not such a happy Friday, though, if you're getting your takeaway in the UK. Last week, the pizza chain Domino's withdrew its garlic and herb dip in the UK over a potential allergy contamination. And just to be clear, this hasn't happened in Ireland, but in Britain, it's led to pots of the dip appearing on eBay. One wildly optimistic seller wants 10 grand for theirs. There have been no bids. But what's the point of condiments anyway? If you get a dip with something, does this imply that the food itself needs a bit of help? The Sunday Times restaurant critic and one half of the gastro gaze, Russell Alford, is with us now. Afternoon, Russell.
Very good afternoon to you, Sean.
This is a thing that comes up a lot is that on the show is that I hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Right? So bear with me here.
We won't be friends, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I hate Brussels sprouts. And then you get this, oh no, you haven't had them the way I cook them. I cook them with a bit of garlic and a bit of bacon. And you add on all these things to kill the taste of the Brussels sprouts. So hence that proves my point, why eat Brussels sprouts? Does the same argument apply to condiments a bit?
No, I think condiments are really designed for complementing food as much as possible. A lot of things go perfectly well together. You know, you can't really enjoy a chip without a salt and vinegar on it, for example. Mm. And it's only then elevated when you dip it in some aioli or some ketchup or some mustard, mayonnaise, whichever you fancy. So it's I would say a lot of things are improved by condiments.
Yeah. Though, if you dip something in a condiment, and in this case, you know, pizza into garlic and herb, aren't you, though, killing the taste of the pizza to a degree? It's just the texture you're
getting. To a degree, but then it also creates often a mashup of textures to a certain extent. So if you think of, like, the softness that you'd get from a dip, for example, and then the crunchiness from the pizza. But then you also get a difference of temperature as well. So you might get a cooler kind of mouthfeel going on when you have a dip versus then the hot, boiling hot pizza.
Okay, yeah, well, I suppose that's... And are condiments, in the last 20 years, have they got posher? Yeah, because you can ask for... Now, you can, if you go into an upscale restaurant, you can ask for ketchup, but it won't be just... They're not squeezing Heinz into a ramekin.
Now, I have been to some nice restaurants where you still get a sachet like you've ordered a takeaway bacon sandwich in the morning. But I don't think there's any shame in that. I think ultimately when you start ordering the likes of chips or anything that require any sort of dip, getting ketchup on the side is not unusual.
Yeah.
But they have really become a lot more posh, but they've also become more artisanal. If you look around a lot of the specialty food stores, whether it's like an indie food up in Northern Ireland or Ard Keen down in Waterford or Fallonburn here in Dublin, what you do find is there's a lot of creations that are being made on smaller scales rather than the giant industrial ones. Mm. So instead of buying your Heinz ketchup, you might be more inclined to buy one like a smoked tomato ketchup from a company called The Curious Farmer. It has more flavour, it's a bit more considered, and it's delicious. Or mayonnaise. Now, I could talk about mayonnaise for hours and hours on end. I love the stuff. It's my favourite. And there's like a very small scale producer of that in Galway, Bulin Blosta, and they do a smoked onion one. So that sounds posher, but it's just adding flavour and it's making it a bit more exciting and a bit more interesting.
Okay, so there's variations now, an increasing amount of variations on things like mayonnaise.
Yes, and Heinz, the aforementioned Heinz in particular, are huge fans of doing this. So some of it, I think, is going on virality, trying to get things to go viral and go around the internet. So Heinz have just announced recently a combination for Halloween that is Monster Munch and mayonnaise. So, okay, on paper sounds a bit crazy, but you think about it, the flavour of Monster Munch, it's that pickled onion flavour. It actually could, to me, it sounds like it's going to work very well because I like both flavours, but it can be quite alienating, and seeing a big monster on a mayonnaise label isn't exactly what I want to see when tucking into a ham and cheese sandwich. But they have done a few other things, like combining mayonnaise and gravy. They've combined mayonnaise and mustard, but mustard mayo is actually a beautiful combination that just, as a sauce, works perfectly well.
Yeah, but are they producing a specific variety of mayonnaise to go with the Monster Munch, or is just your bog standard mayonnaise?
I believe it's their bog standard one, which is, as far as shop off goes, it's not that bad actually. They're doing a good job. I've always enjoyed it.
Is there a big gap though then between the things you'll see on the shelves in a supermarket, condiments, and, you know, the kind of more artisan ones.
Yeah, often like, you know, going into the nutritional end of things in particular, they often tend to have less sugar, less salts, less preservatives, smaller shelf lives, for example, as a result. But then they're also more practical, I find. When it goes to these kind of flavours, obviously if you have a tub of Hellmann's or of Heinz or whatever as your standard mayonnaise, you'll use it on the daily, you'll use it every so often. With the artisanal products, I find people find uses for them a lot more. So you go back to my smoked onion mayo. If I have a jar of that open, I actually have a catering tub because I use so much of it. I'm not joking.
Wow. Okay, how long does it last?
In my house, probably about a month or so.
Okay,
and it'd be like
all right.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Every sandwich has a slathering of it on it. Every burger has a slathering of it. If I'm making other sauces, so like, you know, go back to the 70s, we'll make a Mary Rose sauce, a bit of ketchup and a bit of mayonnaise.
Right.
Mayonnaise is essentially a mother sauce.
Yes.
You know, it's the sauce that most extra things can be added flavour to. You want to stir sriracha mayo, you add sriracha to mayo. Delicious.
Yeah.
And it's really simple. And because I'm not using, as you say, the likes of a Heinz or a Hellmann's for my sauce, I'm then creating something that's full of flavour, extra flavour all in there. And therefore, I tend to use it that bit quicker as well.
Yeah. Is Mary Rose, has that come back into respectability?
I don't think it's ever gone away.
Oh, I remember. I remember once.
Yeah.
Because I used to do the voiceover for the program, The Restaurant, and a person was the guest chef who I won't mention in fairness, but did have catering experience. And he put a Mary Rose sauce on the menu, and the judges were like vomiting in their mouths at the thought of it.
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I grew up with it as a burger sauce, essentially. Yeah. So my dad would often just get mayonnaise and ketchup, and that would be burger sauce, essentially. And there we go. We've got a brand new sauce without having to go to the shop. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, food in particular goes in cycles, and trends go in cycle as well. So, you know, I've seen a lot of restaurants now starting to do prawn cocktails again, but elevating it. Mm. You know, you have it out of a martini glass with the most crispest organic lettuce leaves around it, and these beautiful Dublin Bray prawns falling out of the glass, and it's fantastic. It's not a little shrivelly little shrimp anymore.
Yeah,
you know? It's quite an experience. Yeah,
yeah. It was the little steel cups you used to get it in.
Yeah,
really.
Ice cream coupes almost. Yeah,
which actually probably what they were. Is there like, are people inventing new condiments? Is it like a lot of things? Is there a fashion of? There's a particular condiment that's so hot right now.
I think a lot of people are kind of, maybe it depends on your perspective. So from an Irish perspective, we're looking further abroad at a lot of creations and ingredients from further away. So these may be new to us, but they're very traditional ingredients, you know. So like if there's a pop-up food seller in Dublin called Bahe, and they do Filipino food, and they've been developing a banana ketchup because in Filipino culture...
Oh, lovely.
They create,
I've had banana ketchup. And it's really nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's not very common on the market. So in terms of the mainstream market anyway, the specialty food stores would sell that, but they're trying to develop that and get it to a bit more, you know, popular kind of way of getting it into more shops and the likes. But then you've also sriracha. If you think back a couple of maybe 10, 15 years ago, no one talked about sriracha.
Yeah.
But now it is one of the hottest condiments going around.
I still don't know what it is, but I'm familiar with the term.
Yeah, you've heard of it. So that's the important thing. They're the kind of things going on. And then you start to see things that are being influenced by other dishes. So, for example, recently there's been a spice bag ketchup invented by chef.
Of course.
And I, as a fried food aficionado myself, was very sceptical because I don't eat a spice bag with ketchup, curry sauce, naturally. And it was an unusual idea and did try it out, and it tasted fairly good. It tasted with the flavour of a spice bag. And whether you'd have it with a spice bag or not is another matter.
Oh,
but if you want chips
with
that flavour, it's perfectly fine.
Oh, it brings an element of spice bag to
probably
other things.
Yeah, so it's almost tricking your mind into thinking that you're having a spice bag when in actual fact you're probably just having chips on its own. So, you know, that's kind of where the inspiration is coming from in terms of, I don't really feel that anything's been, you know, no one's reinventing the wheel. A lot of these are, you know, in history, in culinary history, have good solid bases, and there's not going to be too many changes like that.
That spice bag sauce, is this available in Ireland?
Yeah. Chef Ireland have made it.
People will want to know that.
And it's a good one. I don't know, I have a tip actually for you. So I don't know if you've seen the ad for those Cheez-Its everywhere, literally everywhere. The chili ones of those with a squirt of spice bag ketchup. Don't ask me how I discovered this. It was late on a Saturday night.
A drink had been taken.
Absolutely not. The two of them together is a match made in heaven. Trust me. Don't know why, but it works.
Okay, you can take that one to the bank, Russell Alford. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.